Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara on the Afamid Gimel Amid Aleph, which begins with the Sugya on the Afamid Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara starts off by saying, Amir Rav Nachman Avonim Shabbos Akisei Mutter Latzadadon Beyontzef. The Gemara asks, Eisfei Rabbi Rav Nachman Emi Kifim Shtei Chaviyais, Whispers Alena Sakhtera. Amarle Shiny Hassam Shim the Kavad Allah. And there is an Isser to make an oil. Amarle Rabba Zuto Ravashi Alme Atza. If there is only an Isser to make an oil, Bana Itzba beyond to Yavad Allah Hachinami Deshari. If someone who brain in Itzba, where he is not making an oil, is a Takamotter. Amarle Hassam Binyan Kva Astra Tera. Binyan Ara Rasa Tera. Begazra Abana Binyan Ara Mishim Binyan Kva. From the Gemara one sees that as far as making an oil is concerned, there's no heter of Mishum Kvoide Lagazu Be Rabbanon. That we say the Mishum Kvoide Lagazu Be Rabbanon is only in regards to the Gzeira Binyan Arai Otu Binyan Kva. As far as the Gzeira Binyan Arai Otu Binyan Kva, we say the Mishum Kvoide Lagazu Be Rabbanon. And so we find in the Meiri and in the Mogen Avram, in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Beis. Maimon Mordechai and Elie Rabba, on the other hand, argue. And they explain that once the Gemara says, Mishum Kvoide Lagazu Be Rabbanon, that includes not only the Gzeira of Binyan Arai Otu Binyan Kva, but even the Isser of Asiyas Oyel Arai would also be Motzer Mishum Kvoide. That is a Shita of the Elie Rabba and Maimon Mordechai. Vachir once sees in our Gemara that there are two different Isurim. There is an Isser of Asiyas Oyel, which includes not only Oyel Kva, but even Oyel Arai. And then there is a secondary Isser called Binyan Arai, which is a Gzeira Binyan Arai, Otu Binyan Kva. That even if one did not make an Oyel, still there is an Isser to make a Binyan Arai, Otu Binyan Kva. Bochira, if one goes lighter in the Gemara, one sees that there is no Isser to make Mechitzas Arai. Like the Gemara says, Hai Medarta, Momaila Lamata Shari. As long as one started the Medira Momaila Lamata, it is Mutter. Even though one is making Mechitza Sarai, still it is Mutter as long as one starts Momaila Lamata. And so too we find in Shon Aruch Siman Shin Tes Vav Sif Aleph that the Mechaber says, Asa Lasis Oil B'Shabbos V'Yontif Afilu Hu Arai. One is not allowed to make an oil B'Shabbos V'Yontif, even the oil is an oil Arai. V'Dafka Gag, that is only referring to a Gag. Ava mechitza is mutter, but to make a mechitza sarai is mutter. So again, once he's clearly in the mechaber that the isser is only to make an oil arai, but as far as mechitzas are concerned, one is allowed to make mechitza sarai. The obvious question is, how does one understand that we learned before, that the whole heter to mitzadid avonim shabes akise is only based on mishum kvoide or gozer be'abonon? Why don't we say that since the mechitzas are only mechitza sarai, it is mutter, even if not for the fact that they are necessary Mishum Kvoide? So you find the Bi'alacha in the beginning of Shin Tesvav asks this kasha and says the following teretz. The Bi'alacha says that the Mechaber says that one is allowed to make a Mechitza Sarai, that is only referring to Mechitza Sarai that are made out of a material that is not usually used for Mechitza Kva. On the other hand, to use a material that is usually used as Mechitza Kva or Aser, even if the Mechitza that he's making happen to be Mechitza Sarai. And therefore the Bi'alacha says that one is only allowed to make mechitzari out of a viewing, out of a curtain, or machtzawas v'kayitzibazah. But if one would go and make a mechitzari out of avonim or levenim, it would be aser, because then we would have a gzera atu binyan kfa, because one is using a material that is usually used to make a mechitzas kva. And therefore, in our Gemara, that he is making a mechitza out of avonim, there is a gzeira binyan arai atu binyan kvan. The whole heter is only based on mishum kvoide or gozer be rabbanon. But if one would make a mechitza sarai out of another material that is not usually used for mechitzas kva, there will be no isser whatsoever, even without the heter of mishum kvoide. That is the teretz of the bira alacha. Now getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, "Hai medarta mamaylo lamata shari." If one starts a medira mamaylo lamata, it is motzer. Like Rashi explains, that since the derech binyan is to be baina mamata umayla, therefore it is only aser mamata umayla. Umayla mamata, which is not the derech binyan, is motzer. Tesvis goes on to say two chidushim. First of all, Tesu says that the only Isra Asiyas Oyel Are is only if the Oyel is together with Mechitzas. Making an Oyel by itself without Mechitzas is Mutter. Second of all, Tesu says that the only Isra Asiyas Oyel Are is only if one is making the Oyel and the Mechitzas simultaneously. If the Mechitzas would have been there previously, then there would be no Isra Asiyas Oyel by putting an Oyel on Mechitzas that were there from beforehand. That is a Shita of Tesu. Rashi, on the other hand, and that from a Gimel Manalaf, the Ramasal Chaim Beyasa, and so too we find in the Rashba in Shabbos, that Kufa Mechas Manalaf argue on Thesis. Rashi and the Rashba both hold that to have an Isra Vasiyas Oyel Ari, one does not need Mechitzas. Even without Mechitzas, one would be over an Isra Vasiyas Oyel Ari. That is the Shita of Rashi and the Rashba. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Beis of Katan Aleph. And so too we find in the Bi'al Lacha, in Siman Shin Tes Vav, ask the following plea. They ask, how can Rashi and the Rashba both hold? The one is over an Isra Asiyas Oyel Ari even without Mechitzas whatsoever. If so, how does one understand the Gemara? What is the heter of Medorto Momailo Lamatza? Even if he starts a Medorto Momailo Lamatza, still, what was the heter to put the Oyel Ari there to begin with? If according to Rashi and the Rashba, one does not need Mechitzas to be over the Isra Asiyas Oyel Ari. That is the kasha of the Gra and the Bi'alacha and Simin Shin Tesvav Sif Gimel. So to answer this kasha, the Chayyur one has to say, as we find in the Tilo David and Simin Shin Tesvav Sif Katan Zayin, and the Chaznish and Simin Nun Beis Sif Katan Beis Nun Zayin. The Tilo David and the Chaznish both say the following Chiddush, that even if one would say that to be over the Iser of Asiyas Oyel Arei, one would not need Mechitzas, that is only if they are not being held up by the person himself. But let's say the oil is being held up by the person himself, such an oil is not considered an oil whatsoever. And therefore, even if one would not need mechitza, still one would not be over the Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei. And for that reason, one could say that as far as our Gemara is concerned, Medorta Momailo Lamata is mutter, because the fact that he's holding up the Medorah till he sets up the Eitzim Lamata, there is no Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei calls man, the Medorah Momailo is being held up by the person. So do we find in the Gemara on Shabbos that from Gimel Mabes, that there is no Isra Vasiyas Oyel Arei if the oil is being held up by the person himself. This Chiddush of the Tehillah and the Chazanish does not only make a nafkamina as far as the Shita of Rashi and the Rashba concerns, but even according to Tesis, that Tesis holds that the only Isra Vasiyas Oyel Arei is only with Mechitzas, we still find enough nafkamina in that the Tehillah and the Chazanish say that if the oil is being held up by a person, there is no Isra. Because as we find in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Tes Vav Sif Chaf, the Mishnah Berurah says that even like Tesis, that the Tesis says that one is not over in the Isra Vasiyas Oyel Arei, unless one has Mechitzas, is only if the oil is not made with a specific intention to create Tzel. If the oil was made with specific intention to create shade, then even like Tesis, one would not need Mechitzas. Even like Tesis, one would be able to Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei, even if there are no Mechitzas whatsoever. Still, the Tehillah David and Chazanish say that even so, that the one is over an Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei, if one spread out an oil in order to create Tzel, that is only if the oil is not being held up by a person. But if the oil is being held up by a person, there is no Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei whatsoever. So again, we have Machlokes, Rashi, and the Rashba and Tesis. Rashi and the Rashba both hold that even without Mechitzas, and even if the oil was not spread out in order to create cell, still one is over on the Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei. Tesis, on the other hand, holds that as long as the oil was not made with specific intention to create cell, then one is only over the Isra if there are Mechitzas as well. That is the Shita of Tesis. But Ukui Alma, even where one would be able to Isra Asiyas Oyel Arei without Mechitzas, still that would only be if the Oyel Arei is not being upheld by the person himself. From Tesis one sees that in order for the oil to be considered an oil, one needs that the intention of the spreading out of the oil was in order to create cell. If the spreading out of the oil was not in order to create cell, then it is not considered an oil at all. On the other hand, Rashi and Rashi behold that even without the intention to create cell, it is still considered an oil. Like the Rashi says, that as long as one has a use for the place underneath the oil, it is still considered an oil. Now, one has to understand, if that's true, the Lactasis, in order for the oil to be considered an oil, that the oil is considered an oil is only if one spread out the oil with specific intention to create cell. What is the iser of an oil with mechitzas if the purpose of that oil was not in order to create cell? Where does one have an oil? If according to Tasis, the only time the oil is considered an oil is only if the oil was done with specific intention to create cell. So a chayyur from Tasis, one sees the following chiddush, that there are two separate isurim. There is an iser of asiyas oil arai otu oil kva. And then Tasis holds that oil arai is only asir if it was done with specific intention to create cell, because only then is the oil considered an oil. That is one iser. And then there is a second iser as well. The second iser is if one made a binyan arai, there is an iser of binyan arai otu binyan kva. What is considered a binyan arai? Tasis explains that in order to be considered a binyan arai, one needs mechitzes with a roof. Even if the roof is not considered an oil, still one made a binyan arai, and therefore one has a gzeira binyan arai otu binyan kva. So again, from Tasis one sees that there are two separate isurim. On the other hand, according to Rashi and the Rashba, they don't understand that in order to be considered an oil, one does not need that the intention of the person that spread out the oil was in order to create cell. As long as one is using the space underneath the oil, that is enough to be considered an oil. There's no hechrich to say that there are two separate isurim. It could be that there's only one iser. The only iser is asiyas oil arai otu oil kva. That is the only iser. There's no other iser binyan arai otu binyan kva. With this, one can explain another machlokes that we find between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, the Ramaskal of the Hochas, explains that halacha that we hold like Reb Shimon the Tover she'enay miskaven is mutter. There is no iser of making a medorta matomaila. That is a shita of Rashi. Tais, on the other hand, argues. Tais says that even according to Reb Shimon the Tover she'enay miskaven mutter, still one would not be able to make a medorta matomaila. Like Tais says, avol hocha miskaven lases mashuaisa. In other words, Reb Shimon is only matzer where one is not miskaven. Over here, he is being mechaven to do what he's doing. One has to understand Rashi. How can Rashi say that according to Reb Shimon that holds Dabar Shem Miskaven Mutter over here would be Mutter? Where is Einim Miskaven? Over here he's being Mechaven to do what he's doing, like Tesis asks. So the Machlokes, Rashi and Tesis, is based on the previous Machlokes that we said before. That according to Rashi, that the Isser is an Isser of Asiyas Oyel Arai Otu Binyan Kvah. The Isser is an Isser of Asiyas Oyel Arai. Therefore, Rashi says that since over here he's not planning on making an oil arai, his intention is not to make an oil arai, therefore, you have the heter of Shimon of Dover Shein Miskaven. On the other hand, like Tesis, that the Isser that we are referring to is an Isser of Binyan Arai, Otu Binyan Kva, he's making a Binyan Arai, he is Mechaven to make a Binyan Arai. And for that reason, Tesis holds that even like Shimon will be Asser, because over here he's not being Ein Miskaven, over here he's being Mechaven to make a Binyan. That is the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, based on that the Rashi and Tesis are going with Shita Sayu, as far as how to understand, is there an Isser of Binyan Arai Otu Binyan Kva, or is the only Isser an Isser of Oyel Arai Otu Oyel Kva? But still, Rashi still needs an explanation, even if you'll say that one has the heter of Dover Shein Miskaven Mutzer. What happened to Halacha? The Reb Shimon is Maida, that wherever one has a psik reisha, it's still aser. Okay, over here, it's a psik reisha. Even if he was not mechaven to make an oil, but he has an oil bipsik reisha. And even Reb Shimon that holds Dabar Shein Miskaven is mutter, is meida bipsik reisha, that a Dabar Shein Miskaven is aser. But to answer this kash, we find three mahalchim in the Achrinim. Shara Melech, in Ocher Shabbos Perek Chaf Hei, explains Rashi, based on the shitas that hold that we say, the Reb Shimon is made of psikresha, that is only where one has an Isser Dereisa. But if one has an Isser Derabanan, then as long as he's Einay Miskaven, even if it will be a psikresha, like Reb Shimon, it will be Mutzer. And therefore, in our Sugya, since we are referring to an Isser Derabanan, therefore, even if it will be a psikresha, it's still be Mutzer as long as he is Einay Miskaven, according to Reb Shimon. That is the teretz of the Shara Melech in Shabbos Perek Chafei. There is a Ruah. Chiluk Beis Siman Ayin Ches has a different tense. So as Rua says, that Rashi says that according to Reb Shimon it is mutter, I will chayyur at a psik reisha. Or as Rua says, because of here it's a psik reisha, do I nichalei. It's a psikresha d'vayichbas, so he doesn't care about the fact that he happens to have an oil. And since he doesn't care about the fact that he happens to have an oil, therefore, according to Rashi, psikresha d'vayichbas is mutter. That is why Rashi explains, like Reb Shimon, there will be no iser of medarta momato amayla. That is the teretz of the Rezerua. In the Teis Shabbos and Simin Shin Tes Vavs of Katan Tes, we find a new Mahalach. Teis Shabbos answers his kasha by saying that Rashi explains that according to Reb Shimon Dovah Shein Miskaven his mutter is based on the fact that since he didn't have kavona for asiyas oil, therefore one does not have an oil whatsoever, and therefore one cannot ask a kasha. Elchay Reb Shimon is meida heichad ikab sekresha. Because since there is no kavana, there is no iser asiyas oil whatsoever, because one is not making an oil. That is the teretz of the Teis Shabbos. But one has to understand, if that's true, that it is only considered an oil if one has kavana, why is the heter only a heter according to Reb Shimon? Even like Reb Yehuda Shri Mutter. Without kavana, there is no asiyas oil. So to explain the Teis Shabbos, one has to say, based on the Me'iri, in Shabbos Kuf Kimmel on the base, that according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Einai Miskaven is Kimiskaven. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda looks at every Einai Miskaven as if he had Kavana. And therefore, since according to Yehuda, every Einai Miskaven is Kimiskaven, therefore, one has an Asiyas Oil, because again, according to Yehuda, Einai Miskaven is considered Kimiskaven. That is the teretz of the Teis Shabbos. Now getting back to that he explains, according to Rashi and the Rashba, that there is an Isra of Oil, Arai, Otwe, Okva, one has to understand. Why is that true? That there is only an Gzeira of Oil, Arai, Otwe, Okva? Why don't we say that there is an Isra of Binyan, Arai, Otu, Binyan, Kva as well? So, Chir, one can explain based on the Pnei Yeshua and Sukkah Dafta Sayinim base that we find in the Rambam in Perakir Mehoka Shabbos Hawachid Gimel. The Rambam says, Asiyas Oil Kva. Making an oil kva is a tolda of baina. There is an av of baina, and the tolda of baina is asiyas oil. From the Rambam, one sees that there is a new iser of making an oil, as long as the oil is an oil kva. And this new iser of asiyas oil is a tolda of baina. Since according to the Rambam, there is a new iser of asiyas oil, therefore one can say as follows, that the Rabbanu went and said that even an oil aray is aser oto oil kva, is based on the fact that there is a new iser of asiyas oil. And therefore, as far as the actual oil is concerned, there is no fundamental difference between an oil aray and an oil kva. It happens to be that to be over the iser of bainam and atayr, one needs that the oil should have a factor of kva. But even an oil aray is considered an oil. But that is only as far as the Isra Asiyas Oil is concerned. But if one came to Bina Binyan Arai, a Binyan Arai is not a Binyan whatsoever. And therefore, as far as Binyan Arai is concerned, there is no Isra Binyan Arai whatsoever. Because again, Binyan Arai is not considered a Binyan. On the other hand, an Oil Arai is considered an Oil. And therefore, as far as the Isra of Toldas Bina is concerned, that as the Rambam explains, a Tolda of Bina is Asiyas Oil. Therefore, Rabbanu went and asked a asiyas oil aray oto oil kva, because even with an oil aray, one has an oil. That is how one can explain the shita of Rashi and the Rashba. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, the insimchin es hagdeir bevakas, which the Gemara explains is based on leininu etzim elalasaka. Now to understand what the issur of being insimchin es hagdeir bevakas, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi in Shabbos Taf Chav Tesem and Aleph explains that one is not allowed to be semech as hakdir bevakas is based on that not only is there an iser to metaltal mukta, but there is an iser to mishtamish with mukta as well. One is not allowed to go and be mishtamish with mukta, even if the ishtamshus does not entail any tiltal whatsoever. It is still aser. That is the shita of the Rashba. The Ramban, on the other hand, in Shabbos Tav Kof Chof Beis Haman Aleph, argues. And the Ramban holds that there is no Isser Hishtamshus whatsoever. The only Isser is an Isser of Tiltal. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch Rabban says in Siman Tav Kuf Tes in Kuntres Achen of Katan Gimel that according to the Ramban, and so too we find in the Ran, one has to explain that it says in our Mishnah, in Simchnes Hakdeir Vakas, is referring to being metaltal the Vakas. One is not allowed to be metaltal the Vakas in order to be Simch with the Vakas the Kedera. But there is no Isser in the actual Smichas Hakdeir Vakas. The only Isser is an Isser to be metaltal the Vakas in order to be Simch the Kedera with the Vakas. That is how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains according to the Ramban and the Ran that argue in the Rashba and hold that there is no Isser Shtamshos. Now to explain the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that there is an Isser to Mishtamish with Muktzah, we find two basic Mahalchim and Achrenim in how to explain the Isser Shtamshos according to the Rashba. The Maharsha in our Sugya explains that one is not allowed to Mishtamish with Muktzah is based on the fact that with being mishtamash with muktzah, it is if one is actually eating the muktzah. Like the Marsha says, "Tashmishay v'toltulei zehu k'ein achilasei." And therefore the Marsha goes on to explain that even though we find in Tesis before in Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis that Tesis says one is allowed to metaltal muktzah or tzoyuchei chol nefesh, that is only the total of muktzah. But as far as Hishtamish with Muktzah, like for example, Arsug, you have in same kind of like the Vakas, the one is being Mishtamish with Muktzah, even if one is being Mishtamish with Muktzah, Tzirich Echon Nefesh, it is still Aser. Because since, as the Marsha explains, Hishtamish with Muktzah is like eating the Muktzah, eating Muktzah is more Chomer than total Muktzah, and for that reason, there is no Heter of Hishtamish with Muktzah, even with Tzirich Echon Nefesh. And so too we find in the Magen Avraham and Simin Tav Kof Tes of Katan Tes Vav that explains that the only heter of a tzeruch echon nefesh is the only total muktzah. But one is not allowed to eat the muktzah or to mishtamish with muktzah. Now to explain that achila is more chomer than total, and for that reason the Marsha and Magen Avraham both hold that the only heter is to metaltal muktzah tzeruch echon nefesh, but being mishtamish with muktzah, reading muktzah is also tzeruch echon nefesh. We find in the Nesivis in Kiyos Yaakov and Arachayim Simin Tov Kof Tes of Zion that explains as follows: that there are two separate isurim as far as muktzah is concerned. There is an iser tiltal muktzah, which is aser gzeira otu haitzah, but there is a separate Isra as well, which is either eating muktzah or being mishtamish with muktzah, which is considered as if one ate muktzah, which is based on the pasuk of Ve'echinu. In the pasuk of Ve'echinu, one sees that one is not allowed to eat or be mishtamish with muktzah based on the fact that the muktzah is not muchan. And therefore the Nesivis goes on to say that since the Isser Toto Muktzah is based on the Gzeira of Toto Atoitzah, just like Itzah is Motor Otzerech, just like Itzah is Motor Otzerech Echon Nefesh, so too Toto Muktzah is Motor Otzerech Echon Nefesh. But that is only as far as the Isser Toto is concerned. As far as the Isser Achila, which is based on the Pasuk of Ehechinu, even Otzerech will be Aser, because there is no Heter of Otzerech. Emek Bracha, and Hochas Yontif Simen Daud, on the other hand, explains the Rashba differently. The Emek Bracha explains that one is not allowed to mishtamish with muktzah is not because mishtamishus the muktzah is considered like achilas muktzah, and there is a new iser achilas muktzah. The Emek Bracha explains that by being mishtamish with muktzah, it is as if one is being metaltal the muktzah, and therefore the iser mishtamishus is based on the iser total. The basis of the Emek Bracha is based on that we find in the Trumas Hadash and Simen Samach Zayin that explains that the Isser Muktzah is not an Isser for one to actually go and move the Muktzah, to metaltal the Muktzah, but rather that Rabbanan said that there is an Isser Muktzah, Rabbanan said that one is not allowed to have any dealings with Muktzah at all, and therefore one is not allowed to metaltal Muktzah. And so too, as Emek Bracha explains, one is not allowed to mishtamish with muktzah, because ishtamishos b'muktzah is considered that one had dealings with muktzah. And Rabbanan said one is not allowed to be oisek b'muktzah whatsoever. That is the explanation of the Emek Bracha. In the Magen Avraham, we find the seeming stira as far as the shita of the Magen Avraham concerning the Iser Hishtamshes and Muktzah. Again, as we said before, the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kof Tes of Katan Tes Vav holds that there is an Iser Hishtamshes. The one is not allowed to Mishtamish with Muktzah. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham in Simen Chen Ches of Katan Mem Aleph says clearly that one is allowed to sit Al Gabe Evan. If there is an Iser to Mishtamish with Muktzah, what is the heter to sit on an Evan that's Muktzah? And so too we find in Rabbi Kiveger and Simen Chen Chafei, the Rabbi Kiveger says, according to the Rashba that holds that there is an Iser Hishtamshes with Muktzah, so too one would not be allowed to sit on an Evan that's Muktzah, because again, by sitting on an Evan which is Muktzah, he's being Mishtamish with Muktzah, which according to the Rashba is Aser. So to answer this seeming contradiction, we find in the Stipur in Kiyos Yaakov and Be'asim and Dalit, that explains that there are two different types of muktzah. There are some things that are aser because they are lacking in achana. There is another category of muktzah as well. There is a muktzah called Eitzim V'Avonim. And even if the Eitzim V'Avonim would happen to be muchanim, they would still be aser, based on this new category of muktzah of Eitzim V'Avonim. And therefore the Stipur goes on to say that the Isser being Mishtamish with Muktzah is only when there is a Chsar and Hachona. Based on the Kiyos Yaakov that we said before, that the Isser of Mishtamishos is based on Veichinu. And therefore, only when there is a Chsar of Hachona is there an Isser of Mishtamishos. But, if one would have Hachona, and the only Isser would be Eitzim V'Avonim, there will be no Isser of Mishtamishos whatsoever. And therefore, even like the Magen Avraham, that holds that there is an Iser Hishtamshes and Muktzah, but if one has an Evan which is Muchan, still one will be allowed to sit on that Evan, because again, the Iser Hishtamshes is based on the fact that one is lacking in Achana, based on the Iser Veichinu. But if one has a full-fledged Achana, that it is Aser, based on the fact that it is still Eitzim V'Avonim, would not be a reason for one to Aser Hishtamshes. That is what one sees in the Magen Avraham, and so too one sees in the Darkei Moshe in Simen Shen Ches of Katan Ches. So again, we have Machoikes HaRishonim if there is an Iser of Hishtamshos b'Muktzah or not. According to the Rashba, there is an Iser Hishtamshos. On the other hand, the Ramban and Ran hold that there is no Iser Hishtamshos. And therefore, according to the Rashba, one can understand that there is an Iser of Simchin HaSakdei V'Kas is based on the fact that one is not allowed to mishtamish and use the vakas to be seimech esakdeira. On the other hand, according to Ramban and Ran, one has to explain the iser in seimech esakdeira vakas means that one cannot go and be metalta the vakas in order to be seimech by esakdeira. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara explains that the one is not allowed to be seimech esakdeira vakas is based on the fact that we nitnu eitzim elo asaka. Now to explain the iser of when in the way to Mel Asaka, we find four basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ravid, in the back, and Asaka's a Ravid, and so too in the Ran, explain that the Isra of when in the way to Mel Asaka is based on the fact that since these Eitzim are Miuchad LaAsaka, they do not have a Toyas Keli. They are not considered a Kli. And since they are not considered a Kli, therefore, they're only mutter to metaltel based on the fact that they are prepared for a specific purpose. But since, again, they do not have a teres kli, therefore one is only allowed to metaltel based on the fact that he was making them, based on the fact that he prepared them, and therefore he was only allowed to metaltel them for the tzirich that he was making them for. And since he's eitzim, or Huchan Asaka, or prepared for Asaka, therefore he is only allowed to carry them with Tzerech Asaka. That is the Shita of the Ravid and the Ran. The Rashba goes a step further. The Rashba, and so too is Meduyik and the Rambam, in Ochas Yontef, Perktau and Awachid Aleph, understand that since these Eitzim are not considered a Kui, like the Rashba says, they do not have a Toyar Kui, therefore, that one is allowed to metaltel these Eitzim la'asaka is a special heter. Rabbonon were matter to metaltel these Eitzim but only the Tzarech HaSaka. Because as the Rashba says, since these Eitzim do not have a Tzarech Kli, therefore they are not considered a Kli. And anything that is not a Keli is an Osir to Metaltel on Shabbos or Yontif. That the one is allowed to Metaltel HaSaka is a special Hetzer. And that special Hetzer is only said with Tzarech HaSaka. That is the sheet of the Rashba, and so too is Mazurik and the Rambam. Again, from the Ravid and Ran and the Rashba and Rambam, one sees that even though these Eitzim are Miyuchad or Asaka, they still do not have a Teyas Kli. According to the Ravid and Ran, they are Mutter based on the fact that they are Muchan Asaka, that they are prepared for Asaka, and even though they do not have a Teyas Kli, they are still Mutter. But again, as the Ran and Ravid say, they only Mutter for what they were prepared for. The Rambam and Rashba, on the other hand, understand that since they do not have a Teyas Kli, therefore that the one is allowed to Metaltel them Asaka is only based on a special Hetzer. Ramban, on the other hand, argues. The Ramban says that since these Eitzim are Miyuchad v'Asaka, therefore they are no longer considered Eitzim v'Avonim. Like the Ramban says, V'zu'ina tshuva shekivan shemuchanim v'Asaka yotzu miteyas avonim. The Ramban goes and says that the one is not allowed to metaltel these Eitzim for any other purpose besides for Asaka is based on the fact that he is makta these Eitzim for any other purpose besides for Asaka. Therefore, even though one is allowed to metaltel Kalim for any purpose, even for a purpose that they are not miyuchad for example, Kalim Asaka, but that is only because the Kalim are not mukta from Asaka. But Eitzim that are miyuchad la'asaka are mukta from anything else. He sets them aside solely for Asaka. And for that reason, one is not allowed to metaltel these Eitzim for any other purpose besides for Asaka. That is the teretz of the Ramban. But before we go on to the next shita, as far as how to understand our Gemara, I'd like to go a little bit tighter in the Gemara. The Gemara says Reb Shimon is matir. Reb Shimon holds one is allowed to be semech es hakadeya b'vakas. Rashi explains that Reb Shimon is matir is based on Reb Shimon Ushitase, that Reb Shimon is leisei mukta. Ravid, on the other hand, argues. The Ravid says that since the Isser of Leninu Eitzim al Asaka is based on the fact that these Eitzim are not a Keli, these Eitzim are considered Eitzim Vavonim, therefore that there is an Isser of Leninu Eitzim al Asaka has nothing to do with the Isser Mukta. Therefore, even if one would hold a Reb Shimon Delesle Mukta, it would still be Aser, because again, the Isser of these Eitzim has nothing to do with the Isser of Mukta. The Isser is based on the fact that these Eitzim are Eitzim Avonim. And so too, like the Rashba and Rambam, again, since the Isser is based on the fact that these Eitzim are not yet a Keli, therefore, again, the Isser has nothing to do with Isser Mukta. That the Rashi says, that the Isser is based on Isser Mukta, Zachir, based on the Ramban. That the Ramban explains that the reason why one is not allowed to metaltel the Eitzim for any other purpose besides for Asaka is because one is makta das amusing these Eitzim for any other purpose besides for Asaka. And therefore, since it is based on mukta, Reb Shimon delesli mukta is matir. That is a chayyab shalom Rashi, based on the Ramban. Like the Ramban himself says that our machlekes is dependent upon the iser of mukta, if one holds a mukta or not. But as Rishinim say, it comes out that there is a tremendous machlekes hasugyas. As we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kof Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Gemara has a whole different pshat, in that the one cannot be semech as hakadir v'vakas. The Gemara explains that one cannot be semech as hakadir v'vakas is based on the fact that we are gezer yontif atu Shabbos. And since on Shabbos, these Eitzim are considered malachtam le'isser, for that reason one is not allowed to be semech as hakadir v'vakas based on the fact that these Eitzim are malachtam le'isser. And even though, as the Gemara goes on to say, we know that kevush malachtam le'isser is mutter atzerech gufei, but that is only if it will be considered a kli. Since these Eitzim are not considered a kli, therefore they do not have the heter of keli shemalachta l'iser, which is mutter atzerech gufei, and therefore, since they are malachtam l'iser, based on the gzeir of Yom Tifatu Shabbos, for that reason one is not allowed to metaltel these Eitzim in order to be semech as hakdeir v'vakas. That is how the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Chav Dalet explains our Mishnah. According to the Ran and the Ravid and the Rambam and Rashba, comes out a tremendous machloikes hasugyas. If one needs a keli in order to metalta. Again, our Gemara holds. The Rishonim explain that the reason why one is not allowed to be simich sakdev vakas is based on when in the eitzim al asaka, because the eitzim are not considered a kli. And since the eitzim are not considered a kli, therefore one is only allowed to metaltel the eitzim letzerech asaka. Either because there are only muchanim for asaka, or as the Rashban Rambam explained, there is a special heter to metaltel eitzim letzerech asaka. On the other hand, the Gemara and Shabbos understands that even though these eitzim are not considered a kli, they should have been mutter to metaltel for any tzerech. And one should have been allowed to metaltel the eitzim in order to be semech bayis akadera. Even though these eitzim are not a kli, the only reason why they are asur is only based on the gzera yontif atu Shabbos, and therefore they are considered malachta mleser. Now, according to these Rishonim, that is a pshat in Reb Shimon as well. That the Reb Shimon is mater is also based on the fact that Reb Shimon holds that one does not need a keli in order to be mater. The Rosh, on the other hand, explains that there is no machlekes hasugyas, and he explains our Gemara based on that we learned in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. That our Gemara says Oninu Eitzim Al Asaka means as follows: that since Oninu Eitzim Al Asaka and B'Shabbos Leichazul Asaka, one cannot use the Eitzim Asaka. Therefore, on Shabbos these Eitzim are Malachtam Leiser, and therefore we are Goyzer Yontif Atu Shabbos. That is how the Rosh explains our Gemara, and therefore the Rosh says there is no Machloikes Asugyas. And therefore, as the Rosh says, since, as we find in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kav Chavtav and Manalef, that one is Gezer Yontif Atu Shabbos is only Lashitas Beishamai, according to Beisila, one is not Gezer Yontif Atu Shabbos, therefore the Rosh says our Gemara is not Aliba de Hilchasa, because since, according to Beisila, one is not Gezer Yontif Atu Shabbos, therefore there is no Klal of Oninu Eitzim El El Asaka, because again, these Eitzim on Yontif are Malachtam Lehetzer. And therefore, one will be allowed to metaltel these eitzim in order to be semech bayis akadera. That is the shita of the Rosh. Now let's go on to the next Mishnah, the next sugya. The Mishnah says, "E meitzin eshaar loymina eitzim, loymina avonim, loymina ofer, loymina reofim, loymina mayim." Gemara explains the iser based on that mishum de kamayled beyantif. Now to explain what the iser of being mayled beyantif is, we find in the Rav. The Rav on our Mishnah explains that the one cannot be moitia sa'ar is because mishum de moilid v'dami l'malacha sheboirei ha'esh hazeh b'yantif. The fact that he is creating esh on yantif, that itself is dami l'malacha. In other words, according to the Rav, the explanation of our Mishnah is based on that there is an iser of creating a davar chadash. And for that reason, one cannot be Moitzeh Sa'ar, because by being Moitzeh Sa'ar, he's creating a Davar Chadash. And creating a Davar Chadash is Dami L'Malacha. And so too we find in Rashi and Shabbos, Dafnan Allah from a base, that the Gemara says that one cannot crush Sheleg and Barad B'Shabbos in order to create water. Rashi explains, Mishum Dekam Moilad B'Shabbos V'Dami L'Malacha Sheboirei Hamayim Ha'elu. Again, that there is a new iser of creating a new entity. And since with the crushing of the Shalag or Barad, he is creating water, therefore one is over an iser being Moilad B'Shabbos, which is Dami L'Malacha. And so too we find in Rashi in our Masecht on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashi explains that there is an iser of being Moilad Recha. Rashi explains that the iser is based on the fact Shemoilad Avar Chadash Karav Hu. And Rashi Nav Chav Gimel Malaf says that Isser is an Isser Midrabanan, that there is a new Isser to create a Davar Chadash, which is Daima L'Malacha. Which Malacha is it Daima to? So we find in the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shitim in Malaches Dosh, that explains that the Rav and Rashi say V'Daima L'Malacha are referring to the Malacha of Makeh B'Patish, that creating a davar chadash is doimet to the malacha of makeh b'patish. So again, according to the Rav, and as we see from Rashi as well, that the one cannot be Meitzias Ha'or is based on the fact that there is an Iser Drabbanon of creating a Davar Chadash. Rivid, on the other hand, in Perek Dalad Mehilchas Yontif, Halacha Aleph explains our Gemara differently. Explains that one is not allowed to be Meitzias Ha'or is based on the fact that the Or that he's being Meitzi was not Muchan. And we know that one can only use things on Yontif that were Muchanim from before Yontif. And the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the fact, as Ravid says, Ein Kan Hachana, because whatever he is creating was not Muchan from before Yontif. And therefore, as the Magen Mishnah says, since this Or that he's creating was not Muchan from before Yontif, he is not allowed to use that Or on Yontif, because that R is Einem and Amuchan. And for that reason, one is not allowed to create the R, because the R that he's creating is not usable on Yontif based on the fact that the R is not Muchan. That is the pshat of the Ravid. The Rambam seems to have a third mahalach. The Rambam explains that the reason why one is not allowed to Meitzi as a R is based on the fact Sharei Efshar Lehamtzi Oysa Miba'erev. He had the ability to create this R from before Yontif. And since he had the ability to create the R from before Yontif, for that reason, it is Aser to Moitzi R on Yontif. The obvious question on the Rambam is that how did the Rambam see that in our Gemara? Our Gemara says the reason why it's Aser is based on that he's being Moed R. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to explain that the Isser of our Mishnah is for a different reason, that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the fact that he had the ability to do it from before Yontif, and anytime you have the ability to do something before Yontif, one is not allowed to do it on Yontif. So we find two Mahalchim in the Rambam. The Prichadash and Siman Tov Kof Beis of Katan Aleph explains the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands the Isser based on the Rav, that the Isser is because he's being Moed Or, he's creating a new entity on Yontif. The Rambam is coming to answer Akasha. Even though there is an Isser to create a new entity on Yontif, but just like all other Malachis, or Mutter L'Tzorich Eichon Nefesh, so too we should say that one should be allowed to be over the Malacha being Meiled, this new entity, if he is doing it L'Tzorich Eichon Nefesh. So in that the Rambam says that since he had the Efsharis, the ability to do it from before Yontif, therefore there is no Heter to do it on Yontif. But again, the Isser that the Rambam is referring to is the Isser of being Meiled. That is how the Prichadash explains the Rambam. But one has to understand, according to the Rambam, that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on the fact that he had the ability to do it from before Yontif. Why does Agamar have to go and explain that the Isser that we are referring to is the Isser of being Meiled? Why does Agamar say that the Isser that we are referring to is the Isser of Havara? And since he had the ability to do the Havara before Yontif, for that reason it is Aser. But the Isser that he's being over is the Isser of Havara. So Chayu, Pshat and the Prichadash is based on that the Rambam is going with Shitase. The Rambam in Perek Aleph HaChadalot explains that there is no Isser of Havara whatsoever on Yontif, based on the drasha of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi darshins like Sevarum Eish B'chomesh V'seichem B'im HaShabbos, that there is only an Isser of Havara on Shabbos. On Yontif, there is no Isser. And for that reason, even if one had the ability to be Maver, to make the fire before Yontif, one should still be allowed to make the fire on Yontif, because there is no Isser Havara whatsoever on Yontif. So for that reason, our Gemara had to go and explain that we are talking about a new Isser of Meiled. And since we are referring to a new Isser of Meiled, therefore we say that if one had the ability to do it before Yontif, one cannot be over the Isser of Meiled on Yontif, even with Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. That is how the Prichadash explains the Rambam. And again, according to the Prichadash, the Isser of the Rambam is an Isser Drabbanon, because the whole Isser of Meiled is only an Isser Drabbanon. The Taz, on the other hand, in Siman Tov Kuf Beis of Katan Aleph, argues, and the Taz understands that according to the Rambam, one is over an Isser Darayis of Mavir. The question again is, why did the Gemara have to explain that the Isser is based on Mishum the Kamoilet? The Taz explains that the Gemara is coming to explain the reason why one is not allowed to Yumei Tzahar, even if the purpose of Yitzahs are, would not be to cook, which is only Makhshir Yoichon Nefesh, but if the purpose of the R would be Kadei Lechamen Boi, in order for heat, which, according to the Ran, is not just Makhshir Eichel Nefesh, according to the Ran, that is actual Eichel Nefesh. And by actual Eichel Nefesh, Uchir, one does not say the Kval of Kohecha Shefesh HaSoyseh Mibayid Yoyim, one cannot do it on Yontif. So therefore, for that reason, our Gemara had to say Mishum Demayuit. Like the Taz explains, the Af Ogav the Deimel Eichel Nefesh Ein Heter. Even though it is deimet to actual eichel nefesh, still there is no heter. The only heter of eichel nefesh is only to mesaken what already is ba'ilam. In other words, the heter of eichel nefesh is only to mesaken what already is ba'ilam that needs a tikkun. For example, like the Taz says, k'may bishon v'afia, avol hamtzi lohilud shiyia eichel nefesh, to create Eichel Nefesh, that's Lehitira Atira. And that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says Mayud, the Gemara means that the Heter of Eichel Nefesh does not refer to create a situation of Eichel Nefesh. That is how the Taz explains according to the Rambam. And again, according to the Taz, like the Rambam, one is Oiver and Iser Dariaisa. And as the Taz says, therefore, if one went and was Oiver the Iser of being Mighty Eish, then one would not be allowed to use that Eish based on that he was over in Issa Dereisa by being Mailud the Eish. That is the Shitza of the Taz. Now let's go on to the next Sugya, which is the Gemara on Amabes. The Gemara on Amabes asks from that we learned in the Mishnah, Shoiver Adam is Achavis Lecho Imena Grigris, Ubovach Leiskavin Lasseis Kli. One is allowed to be Shoiver Achavis in order to eat the Grigris that are inside the Chavis, as long as he is not being Mechavin Lasseis Kli. The Gemara asks, why aren't we geyser? Even where one did not have a kavanah lasseis kli, atzu, where he will have kavanah lasseis kli. So the Gemara ends off, Amar Ravashi, kitanya hahi b'mustaki. That we say, the one is allowed to break a chavas lachlim and a grigris, is referring to b'mustaki, which is a chavas that is made up of broken pieces. Only then do we say the one is allowed to be shevis a chavas, and we are not geyser, Atu, where one would have kavana lasis kli. Now, to understand the heter of Shev Adam is Achavis Lachoim and a Grigris, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and Shabbos, Av Kuf Mem Vav and Aleph, explains that the heter of Shev Adam is Achavis is based on that he's being Makalkal. And as Rashi says, Ein b'makalkal shum Isser Shabbos. Since what he's doing is a Makalkal, there is no Isser whatsoever in his Mekalko. That is how Rashi explains the Hetzer of Shoever Adam is Achavis. And the obvious question is, as Rishonim ask on Rashi, that we know that even though Mekalko is Potter, but Mekalko is Potter Avol Aser, there is an Isser involved in Mekalko. So how can Rashi go and say, Ein Mekalko Shom Isser Shabbos, every Mekalko is Potter Avol Aser? To explain Rashi, we find in Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, in Arachem Chilakalv, Simon Kuf Chof Beis, that explains Rashi as follows. Rashi is going with Shitase. The Rashi on the fine Dalad of a base in Shabbos holds that Ein Binyan Ustir Bekeilim, that there is no Isra of Binyan Ustir Bekeilim whatsoever. That one is not allowed to go and finish a Keili. It's based on the Isra of Makkah Bepatish. And therefore, Moshe goes and explains that Rashi means Ein b'makalko shum isser Shabbos is referring to the isser of Makkah B'Patish. That makalko is not considered Makkah B'Patish. And for that reason, one is not over any isser by being shever as a chavis, because the makalko breaking a chavis, which is a kli, is not considered Makkah B'Patish at all. That's how Moshe explains Rashi. So again, according to Rashi, that the one is allowed to break a chavis is based on the fact that he's being makalko and ain b'makalko shum isser Shabbos, at least as Rashi explains, by kelim that ain binyan ustira b'kelim. That is the shita of Rashi. The Rashba and the Ran explain that the heter of Shoiver Adam is a chavis is based on makalko, and even though as Ran and Rashba say, makalko is potter avol aser, but the Rashba and Ran say that over here, Makalko is Mutter Letzoyach Shabbos. Since over here he's being Makalko in order to get to the Grigris, in order to eat the Grigris, therefore Makalko is Mutter Letzoyach Shabbos. That is how the Rashba and Ran explain the heter of Shoiver Adam Chavis. Tosis and Erevin, on the Famadal of the base, explains a new mahalach, and that the one is allowed to be shoyver on the mesachavis. Tosis explains of one that one is allowed to be shoyver mesachavis is based on that we say ein binyan ustira v'kelim, and for that reason one is allowed to be shoyver mesachavis. Tosis goes on to say a different pshat, and that one is allowed to be shoyver on the mesachavis. Tosis goes on to say that we said that ein binyan ustira v'kelim is a reason to allow one to be shoyver adam esachavis. Tosfos says that's not true. Ein binyan ustira v'kelim is not referring to a real binyan ustira. If one made a real binyan ustira, then even a keli has a binyan ustira. Tosfos says that one is allowed to be shoyver adam esachavis is based on that our Gemara says b'maskana, that we are talking about a mustiki, which is pieces of a chavis that are put together. And therefore, since we are talking about a chavis made up of different pieces put together, only then do we say that ein binyan ustira, if one went and broke such a chavis, that stira is not considered a stira. And for that reason, one is allowed to be shoyver adam as a chavis. That is how Tosfos explains the heter of shoyver adam as a chavis. And according to Tosfos, the only heter of shoyver adam as a chavis is only by a chavis that's mustiki. But by regular keli, one would not be allowed to break a keli, even in order to get to Gregor's, even with Seirich Shabbos. That is the Shita of Tosfos. And according to Tosfos, that our Gemara ends off, we are talking about a Chavis and Mustaki, the Tosfos understands the Gemara's Teretz as follows. The Gemara, the Kasha, why aren't we Gezer? Shaloi bekavana, otu bekavana, vasiyas Pesach. The Gemara's Teretz, according to Tosfos, is that even if one would have Kavana to make a Pesach, still one would not be over an Iser Daraisa. Because since we're talking about a Mustaki, therefore there is no Iser Binyan Ustira whatsoever. That is the Teretz, according to Tosfos and Erevin. Rashi Bayas, on the other hand, explains our Gemara differently. Rashi Bayas explains that the Gemara answers Mustaki, the Gemara means to say as follows, that by mustaki, since the chavis is ru'ua, leiko l'migzabash v'yiskaven las his kli. In other words, if one would be mecham las his kli, he would be over nesed ereisa. But as Rashi says, we are not gezer otu kavana las his kli, because he for sure won't have kavana las his kli, because we are talking about a chavis ru'ua. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara. According to Rashi, it comes out that even by Mustaki, if one would have Kavana Vasiyas Keli, he would be Oiver Nisa Deraisa. And as we find in the Minchas Ariel and Shabbos Kuf Beis Mabes, Minchas Ariel says Rashi is going with Shitase. Again, Rashi holds Eim Binyan Ustira Bekelim, but still there is an Isser of Maka Bepatish involved in the Binyan Ustira Bekelim. And therefore, the Minchas Ariel explains that the Rashi holds that even by Mustaki, if one would have Kavana L'Asiyas Pesach, he would be Eiver Nisa D'Araisa, is because Rashi holds that even though there is no binyan whatsoever involved in Mustaki, like we find in Tosfos Ne'erevin, but still one would have the Isser of Makeh B'Patish. And therefore, if one would have Kavana L'Asiyas Keli, he would be Eiver the Isser D'Araisa of Makeh B'Patish. That we are not Gezer Otu Kavana is only because one would not be mechavin la'aseis kli, because the mustaki is a chavis ru'ua. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.